Well, we finally had the day of reckoning for Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt all in their striped prison uniforms. It was very reminiscent of like a television show. A lot of times it's the stark orange. You don't often get the pinstripes that much anymore. But
no,
you did.
It was very attractive.
Yeah, it was very nice. Ruby Frankie, of course, the former host of the popular YouTube channel Eight Passengers, sentenced to up to 60 years in prison for aggravated child abuse on Tuesday. The sentencing came as a result of Frankie's plea deal, in which she admitted to four counts of child abuse, each carrying a sentence of 1 to 15 years to be served consecutively. During the sentencing, Frankie broke down in tears, expressing her willingness to serve the prison term, saying, "I am humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence for as long as I need," she told the judge. She also apologized for distorting religious doctrine, stating, "I'm committed to unlearning my toxic behavior."
Okay. Yeah, because prison's a great place to do that.
I mean, you're like bound your children up and you put like hot sauce and honey and cayenne pepper on wounds and waterboard. I mean, it's like, how did you learn this shit to begin with and think it was a good idea is my first question. Like, it's not something like you learn and go, oh, this is a good way to raise kids. it's kind of just in you if you're able to do that sort of shit, because that's, I don't know. I don't know that that's unlearnable if you've participated in such things.
Well, there's going to be a reckoning in prison because we know what prisoners think of people who abuse children.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if they're going to have them in like safe zones in these prisons. You know, granted, it's women. So, but boy, women.
We need more like vicious Squid Game shit going on in our prisons.
Oh, my God. Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Why not? Frankie's former business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, received the same sentence. Both women had pled guilty in December of 23 to charges of aggravated child abuse, with Frankie admitting to torturing her children by methods such as holding their heads under water and starving them. You know, the things loving moms do. Yeah. Jody saying, "I sincerely loved these children," in response to the judge's decision. Just shut up. Like, just don't say shit like, because you clearly didn't. "One of the reasons I didn't go to trial is I didn't want them to have to relive this."
Well, they relive it every night when they put their head on their pillow and think about their day. There will never be another day when these kids are not reliving this. So go fuck yourself.
Exactly. It's like, maybe they, you know, would like to see justice done and not a plea deal against you and all of your horrendous things brought to light. I mean, granted, a lot of it did come out in the affidavits, but the pair's arrest in late August stemmed from allegations of aggravated child abuse against Frankie's children. Among the disturbing acts described in legal documents is Frankie's binding of one of her sons with handcuffs and a rope, suspending his arms and his lower legs off the ground. Yeah. Again, things loving moms do. Frankie's family members, including her sister-in-law, Cynthia Frankie, had expressed their desire for justice. Cynthia Frankie had stated, "I don't think she should get out on bail. I do believe the allegations against her." Behind the scenes of the public persona, Eight Passengers, Ruby and her husband Kevin's marriage began to crumble. They turned to Hildebrandt's therapy group, Connections, for assistance, ultimately leading to their separation. Kevin, who was not charged with any of the crimes related to child abuse, demanded Hildebrandt be financially responsible for his children's health care costs. The sentencing, of course, marking the tragic turn for the YouTube personality. I don't know what I think about Kevin, other than he really went along with it for too long, and I don't know. It's probably good that they have one parent that's out. I don't know if it's worth charging him or not.
I did see that she mentioned that Kevin was the love of her life, and you know, she went down the wrong road and rolled around in the pigsty that was this, you know, debacle. And it's like, you know, it's so easy to look back. But what were you thinking at the time? And it sounds like she didn't communicate with her ex or soon to be ex or whatever, like maybe two or three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, why was he so separated from his children?
Well, I mean, it sounds like his explanation is he was doing what he thought he needed to do to get basically back in the good graces of Ruby so that they could be together. And the manipulation and all that, that seemed to be the only path. God knows what else was being said or what was happening behind the scenes. But, I mean, there was no, like, legal documentation or anything saying that he couldn't see his kids. He just didn't go see his kids. He could have filed legal paperwork. He could have pushed to do that, but he didn't do that either. So, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't really contemplate doing that as a parent if someone did that. That I would just kind of sit idly by and go, well, maybe I'll win them back over. They're clearly not well. Do you really want to win that back over? Or would you rather just take legal maneuvers that you need to for the well-being of your kids and not hope to go back into the same sinking boat that you've been on?
She's quoted as saying, Kevin, my husband of more than 23 years, as she's starting to cry, you are the love of my life. I'm so sorry to leave you to finish what we both started together. The ending of our marriage is a tragedy, and you are wrapped around my heart in a knot I'll never be able to undo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd be like, yeah, that's a great knot you got there. Bye. I don't know. I mean, it's a case where the best thing that he can do is get as far away from her as he possibly can, have no contact, move on, try and be there for the kids, refix that relationship as best you can, and try and go forward as far away from Ruby Frankie as possible. Be interesting to see what she actually ends up serving because, yes, the sentence is 1 to 15 years consecutive. It could end up only being 4 years
in all reality. No. For what happened to those kids, and she did it. It wasn't as though somebody else did it and she was watching. She's the one who did this. It should be 15 years per count.
It is, but it's 1 to 15 years per count.
I don't care.
So I'm going to go and wager she'll be in there for 2.5 years.
Oh, that puts a knot around my heart.
There'll be something that happens and some sort of, good behavior. There'll be something. There will be something. Just watch.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.